When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest data, which suggests Bitcoin hodlers who bought at $20,000 refuse to sell their Bitcoin at all-time highs. That's right, Bitcoin investors who bought at the 2017 all-time highs and above have still not sold, and as on-chain analyst Will Clemente shares here, this Bitcoin bull market has still a ways to go according to this HODLWAVES metric. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing a remarkably accurate Ethereum chart, which suggests a 300% rally incoming, says macro guru Raul Powell. As he shares here, I've been showing this spooky chart of ETH now versus Bitcoin in 2017 in various forms. This is my live CIX on Bloomberg, even nailed this sell-off to the day and price. What happened next? A 300% rally. And he goes on to share, a 100 to 300% rally is highly probable into year's end. And the macro guru also predicts that crypto is poised to rise 100-fold as the value of fiat currency crumbles. That's right. The Real Vision CEO says that collapse in fiat currencies can trigger a 100x explosion into the crypto assets by 2030. Also be breaking down the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, as well as the likelihood of the Bitcoin price reaching $500,000 in early 2022. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC. To take advantage of this special offer, all I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin investors who bought at the 2017 all-time highs and above have still not sold, data suggests. According to the HODLWAVES metric, coins that last moved in the past 6 to 12 months now make up the biggest portion of the Bitcoin supply. That's right, despite strong gains and equally strong corrections in 2021, those who entered the market or added to their positions in or after November 2020 are refusing to sell. Now, HODLWAVES, which tracks the age distribution of unspent transaction outputs, shows that the supply controlled by those 6 to 12 month hodlers has increased from 8.7% at the start of June to 21.4% as of November 17th, which means it has more than doubled. And at the same time, coins held for multiple years have decreased only slightly, highlighting that modest selling has taken place and that with the exception of the 6 to 12 month group, investors' resolve remains steadfast, as you can see here in the Bitcoin HODLWAVES chart. Now, the data underscores the theory that few Bitcoin owners intend to sell at the current prices, even as these circle new all-time highs. And the distribution of coins by long-term hodlers, which is a classic characteristic of bull market peak phases, has now begun. And the last time this occurred was also in November of last year. Now, meanwhile, further numbers tracking older Bitcoin also hints that Bitcoin's oldest hands will continue to sit tight. That's right, as noted by on-chain analyst Will Clemente this week, dormancy flow, Bitcoin's market cap divided by annualized dormancy, remains low near Bitcoin's all-time all-time highs. High dormancy, Clemente explained, indicates that older coins are being spent, as he shares here on Crypto Twitter. High dormancy equals high spending of older coins. Dormancy flow is market cap slash annualized dormancy, measured in USD. Seeing dormancy flow currently so low means older coins remain relatively dormant. This Bitcoin bull market still has a ways to go according to this metric. So there you have it. And checking out some of the responses, Benjamin Cohen wrote, what I hear you saying is that 2022 looks good. And Will and Clemente responded, not too shabby. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Rhett Capital, is Bitcoin in a bull market? Yes. Will there be dips on the way up to newer and newer all-time highs? Of course. Will there be corrections? Yes. But the market is enjoying a new macro uptrend. Corrections are for accumulation and dips are for buying. Touche. BTFD. Buy that freaking dip. And checking out the latest from Mikhail Vande Pop, he wrote, crucial to me whether Bitcoin sustains between 56 to 58,000 as support. If that's the case, a relief rally might be around the corner. And before I break down next story of the day, and I share this remarkably accurate Ethereum chart, which suggests a 300% rally incoming, says macro guru Raul Powell, as well as crypto poised to rise 100-fold as the value of fiat currency crumbles, as well as I break down this $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction in early 2022. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin and many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 2% for the day, trading at about $59,300. We have Ether down 1.2%, trading at about $4,200. Solana down 5.6%, trading at $208. Polkadot down 3%, trading at $40. Binance Coin down 2.2%, trading at $567. And Cardano down 3%, trading at $1.82. While HEX, CRO, Mana, and Algorand and AVAX are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Real Vision Chief Executive Raul Powell says a spooky Ethereum chart suggests that the second biggest crypto asset by market cap could have a huge rally by year's end. Now, Powell overlaid a current chart depicting Ethereum's price movement over the past 3 months onto a chart showing the price movement of Bitcoin in 2017. Now, the former Goldman Sachs executive argues to his 774,000 Twitter followers that the shape of the two different graphs look remarkably similar, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. I've been showing this spooky chart of ETH now versus Bitcoin in 2017 in various forms. This is my live CIX on Bloomberg, even nailed this sell-off to the day and price. What happened next? A 300% rally. And he continues, now I don't expect perfection, but with all the other analysis I have done, something like a 100 to 300% rally is highly probable into year end. Nothing is certain. After that, it's a tougher call, but I think it possibly elongates and sees significantly higher prices. A Spanish Inquisition responded, I love you, man, but saying a 100 to 300% rally in the next 6 weeks is highly probable is just absurd. Raul responded, see chart for details. This one has a different time phasing, but roughly the same thing. Now, also, Powell notes that Ethereum is up 100x against Bitcoin over the past 6 years, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. For the Bitcoin maxis, when ETH launched, it was at 0.0007 BTC. Now, 6 years later, it's at 0.07. That is 100x versus Bitcoin over the period. You called it an ishcoin. The whole PEFR argument of utility value goes to zero has proven wrong due to the network effects. And he continues, ETH and BTC aren't the same thing, and that is fine. Some other token will outperform ETH probably over time too. That is cool too. The entire space is going to go up 100x from here. You can choose where you want to be on the risk curve, but it's not even clear that ETH is more risky now. And checking out some of the responses, Alex Gladstein wrote, yes, facts matter. Number one, Doge and SHIB have crushed ETH over the past few years, and they are literally joke coins. Number two, Bitcoin is still the best performing financial asset of all time. And number three, ETH nowhere close to its all-time high in Bitcoin terms. Raul responded, you need to spend some time thinking about what I am saying, not your own biases. And Alex responded, you can make the same argument you're making for ETH. For any number of joke coins or obvious scam coins, no one is disputing alts have crushed in the past few years. Let me see where they are. 5 and 10 years from now. And Raul responded, with 6 years not long enough, how about XRP? Even longer and not zero either. When do you accept that it's a multi-token world solving different problems? And I'll leave it at that. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto poised to rise 100-fold as the value of fiat currency crumbles, as well as I break down for you this $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction in early 2022. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.6 trillion with $122.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 43.3%, with the Ether dominance at 19.2%. And now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have the Sandbox leading the pack, up 21% for the day and 78% for the week, trading at $4.14. Algorand up 13%, trading at $1.92. And Decentraland up 13%, trading at $3.70. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 54 out of 100 in neutral. Yesterday was a 52. Last week, a 77. And last month, a 75 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Real Vision CEO Raul Powell says that collapse in fiat currencies can trigger a 100x explosion in crypto assets by 2030. In a new interview with GoCo Group, the macro guru likens the rise of digital assets to that of the internet in the 1990s, pointing out that people are adopting digital assets at a faster pace than the World Wide Web. Quoting him here, the internet grew at 63% a year in terms of number of users from 1990 to 2000, and in 1997, there were 150 million users of the internet, the fastest growth of any technology the world has ever seen. So here we are today in cryptocurrencies. They've also been around 10 years, and currently there's 150 million users, but the network is growing at 113% per year, so it's twice the speed of growth of the fastest technology the world has ever seen, which was the internet. We have never seen anything like this. What this is the network of money, and it's exploding in size. It's a $2 trillion asset class currently as of today, and if we look at other major asset classes around the world, equities, bonds, real estate, they kind of range between $150 to $300 trillion. So these digital assets, if we just follow the adoption curve that we're looking at, they will get to a $200 trillion asset class by 2030. Powell goes on to share that crypto is outperforming other assets in terms of hedging against the rapid creation of new money. He says other traditional assets like real estate, which appear to go up in value, are actually flatlining when taking the creation of new currency into account. Quoting him here, central banks around the world, the G4 big central banks, are printing currency at the rate of about 15% per year. So your hurdle on your investments is now 15% a year, or you're getting poorer. And crypto is one of the only things that outperforms the central bank balance sheets. So I checked this. I looked at the real estate prices in Germany against the European Central Bank balance sheet. It was flatline. They're the same thing. Well, German real estate looks like it's going up. Swedish real estate, UK real estate, Australian real estate, Canadian real estate, US real estate, they're all the same. What they're doing is reflecting the fall in value of the currencies created by central banks creating too much currency. And to watch this entire interview with the Real Vision CEO Raul Powell, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, and we discuss this $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction by early 2022, but first I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 990 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasting platforms. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day. You can find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, as well as Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So if you're not in my private crypto Telegram chat, what are you doing with your life? But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day and discuss this $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction from the one and only Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model. He was recently interviewed with Willy Wu, as well as Will and Clemente, on-chain analysts. And Plan B says that the Bitcoin price will be increasing for another 3 to 6 months. And by the end of November, the Bitcoin price may reach $98,000. Now keep in mind, we're only 2 weeks away. With Bitcoin currently trading at under 60,000, it means we need to surge roughly $40,000 within the next 2 weeks to hit this target that Plan B suggests. And for December, he says the Bitcoin price is likely to hit the $135,000 mark. Now quoting him here, I would not be surprised if Bitcoin rises in price to $500,000 in early 2022, said Plan B. And he gave the analogy of a star colliding with a black hole. Plan B also mentioned that during the market corrections, he observes how Bitcoin whales pick up hundreds of 0.01 BTC portions from weak hands. That's right, buying the dip, BTFD. And later, the coins disappear in deep cold storage for the bigger players. And Plan B also reminds us, like clockwork, the stock to flow is right on track. And checking out this recent tweet from Plan B to clarify, $98,000 November prediction is not based on stock to flow model, but on my floor model. As I said before in tweets and latest podcasts, I use three models. Number one, stock to flow. Number two, floor model. And number three, on chain model. If, for example, $98,000 November floor model prediction fails, that does not mean stock to flow or on chain fails. And he's referring to his original tweet he made back in June 20th with some eerily accurate predictions. He wrote, there's also some more fundamental reasons that we see weakness in June and possibly July, which is precisely what we saw. And he went on to share, my worst case scenario for 2021 on chain basis, August 47,000, hit the nail on the head. September 43,000, again, right on the money. October, he predicted 63,000. We closed the month at 61,000, and within 24 hours, we shot right on up to 63K. November, greater than 98,000, so we need to shoot up literally $40,000 within the next couple of weeks to hit this target. And December, greater than $135,000, to wish everybody a very merry Bitcoin Christmas. And he also says, best case scenario, December close of 450,000. And he also reminds us that 98,000 November and $135,000 December prediction is still in play. He tweeted this November 14th. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. And in this chart, it shows us by the year 2025 that the Bitcoin price surpasses $1 million, which is my personal prediction as well, that we see a seven-figure Bitcoin price by the year 2025. Now, the stock to flow model is used to determine the scarcity or excess of an asset and is calculated as the current supply divided by a new issue for a specified time period. And according to the stock to flow model, moving Bitcoin to wallets for long-term storage further reduces the available supply, which in turn makes it even more scarce. This is especially true for the period after the halving, which leads to a supply shock and causes a bull market over the next 18 to 20 months. And the stock to flow model assumes that 9 months after the halving, 100% of the coin hodlers will be in profit, which may increase the supply that will satisfy the demand. And when demand is sufficiently satisfied in the price, sellers will likely avoid returning to the market for the next few months or even months, which will eventually create another supply crunch. So there you have it. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin hodlers who bought at 20,000 refused to sell at Bitcoin all-time highs according to the latest data. Also in today's show, I shared a remarkably accurate Ethereum chart which suggests a 300% rally incoming, says macro guru Raul Powell, as well as crypto poised to rise 100-fold as value of fiat currency crumbles, and also shared with you this $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction by early 2022. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Bernard Green wrote, great show as always. Hold on tight. Many just threw away their lottery tickets. Wishing those who didn't a Merry Christmas. Holla. Yep, I just hollered at your boy in the comments. Cheers, Bernard. I appreciate you tuning in and commenting, fam. HODL. And our next feature comment of the day comes from our very own Katie Lux, who wrote, let's freaking go BTC, 98,000 end of November. It's time to freaking move, boy. Thanks as always for your positivity, JV. $98,000 November close. Send it. Katie, most def, time to move. Let's go. Now for our third and final feature comment of the day comes from Pokemon, who wrote, JV, given the charts and forecast, things are looking damn hot right now. BTFD is now because we are going to see at least a 35% increase in BTC before the end of November. Take care. God bless you and yours, and bless our crypto fam. Cheers. Time for fireworks, fam. BTFD, HODL, and to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC. And let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.